It's a joke.
It is a fucking joke.
Ma'am, I'm not an idiot. We're not using the internet at all. Gas station?
For the church and all that?
Gas station?
It's like a good way to raise money, you know?
Hello, my name is Winston Beauregard. Today is March 25th, 2022, and I was going to do a full episode this week, but my producer, Denmark is a Real Country, reminded me that I won't have time because I'm giving my cat driving lessons this weekend. So instead, here's Bonersode 121.
Hello.
Hello, Ray.
No, this is Shay Ray.
Oh, hey, Shay. It's Winston with the HOA.
Pardon me?
It's Winston with the Homeowners Association.
Oh, yes. Okay, Winston. What can I do for you, my friend?
Yeah, hey, Dan just wanted me to get a hold of you and just ask if you could please, at your earliest convenience, clean between your couch cushions.
Bring my couch cushions?
Yeah, they were just doing the survey of the neighborhood the other day, and the sensors showed that there was some debris or filth between your couch cushions.
I don't even have any idea what you're talking about. Couch cushions.
Yeah, just like between the couch cushions or underneath them, depending on what kind of couch you have. The sensors just picked up on some crumbs and filth, and you just get a vacuum.
Inside my house?
Yeah, your couch inside in your living room.
What the hell sensor do you have that's picking up stuff in my house?
Oh, we have these special sensors that just picks up on, debris and particles and things like that, just to, make sure the neighborhood's being well-maintained by all the residents. That's just, just one of the requirements here in the neighborhood.
When did this come about?
We've been doing it.
I don't like to have people looking in my house.
Oh, no, nobody was looking in your house. It's just a sensor.
If you got a sensor, if I'm taking a shit in the middle of my floor, you're finding out about it.
Well, no, it's just detecting the shit, but it's not looking at your bare bottom or anything.
I really don't understand what the hell this is all about.
Well, think
in
of it
my
as like
couch,
a.
There's some debris in my couch.
Yeah, just think of it as like a like an airport security screening. You know, like it gets the general shape, but it doesn't really.
Okay, all right. Before I go any further, what is your name?
Winston. We already established.
Winston. I don't know who the hell you are, Winston.
Oh well, you acted like you knew me at the beginning of the call. That's weird.
Well, no, I was trying to figure out if I had a robocall here. This is just as bad. This is just really. I just don't understand this at all.
Well, do I sound like a robot?
You do, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess the fact that I'm dead inside is kind of...
Where do you live?
I'm just down from you a little ways.
I'll tell you what. I'm hanging up. I'm calling Dan.
Well, no, Ray.
Trying to find out who he is. So long.
Hello?
Hello, Ann.
Yes?
Hey, Ann. It's Pretzels over here in the Wildlife Department.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, I just need to let you know there's a truck on the way to your house. It's going to be there in 20 minutes. And it's just going to be setting up a sign in your front yard.
Oh, okay. Why?
Oh, it's going to be designating your rooftop as a wildlife sanctuary. See, there were some surveyors out there the other day, and they noticed that you had some endangered birds up on your roof. Just kind of nesting up there. Yeah, and so they have to, just due to migratory bird laws, they have to designate it as a...
Okay, and you don't know what it was? Is it a Cooper's hawk?
There were a few different ones. According to the report, there was a strong bird and a couple of trash birds and just various birds that, are on the protected list.
How wonderful.
Yeah, it's kind of a neat thing because you'll be able to view them yourself, if you're into that kind of thing.
Well, first of all, I'm almost 86 years old, so I think I'll have to stand on the ground. There's no real way I can view them. But
you're not blind, are you? You can still see, so you could probably just see them from the ground.
Oh, yeah, I can still see. I just can't climb up on a ladder and look at the roof, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, no, that'd be crazy, yeah. But they will be getting up on your roof to set up the bird feeders, so that's the other thing I need to let you know about.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
And then
very good.
And then once they get that all set up, then they'll put in the turnstile.
Uh-huh.
You know, just for the bird viewers.
Okay.
Yep. And then the concession stand, that's going to be probably to the left of your driveway. I mean, if you're looking.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Well, I'm glad to know that.
Yeah.
I hope I have a lot of visitors at the concession stand.
Yeah. It'll be kind of a good way for the city to generate income. And then if you want to view the birds, you'll be granted a discounted rate since you're the resident.
Oh, thank you. Is this a what is this?
What do you mean?
You gotta be kidding.
Oh, no, of course not, ma'am. Yeah, it's a good thing because, you know, we're protecting the birds and generating income for the city.
Well, that remains to be seen.
And then on Monday, there's going to be a truck coming by, a different truck, setting up the porta potty. That'll be probably on the right side of your driveway, just depending on how much room.
Ah, you're kidding me.
Yeah, I'm just joking with you. Man, I had you going there for a minute, though.
Porta potty is a little bit too much.
Yeah, that's when it just became totally implausible.
Yeah, right. Seriously, over the top.
Yeah. But I had you going there for a second.
I guess I should have asked who's going to man the concession stand.
Yeah, I was going to have you. I was going to assign you the concession stand duty.
I see. Well, I have other things to do, so I guess you can forget that.
I was going to tell you, you'd have to stand out there for 8 hours a day.
Oh, great.
With one.
You bet.
With 1 5-minute break.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a monster, you know.
Well, at least you gave me a laugh for today.
Well, yeah, you know, that's what it's all about.
Okay.
All right, well, I'll let you get back to, you know, your soaps or whatever.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care now.
You too.
Bye.
Hello.
Hello, Bob?
Yes.
Hey, Bob, it's Leave with the HOA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hey.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How have you been?
Good.
That's
We're
good.
In Florida.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How's the weather down there?
Very hot today. 85.
Oof! It's a scorcher.
Yeah.
Put your sunscreen on.
What? Yes. What's up?
Well, Dan just wanted me to let you know that he and Tim, you know Tim over there in 88, they're going to be dropping off a beehive in front of your house in about 20 minutes.
A beehive.
Yeah. They're trying to do this thing where they're trying to help out with the bee population, you know, the declining bee population. And so they're going to be dispersing some beehives throughout the neighborhood. And one of them's going to be going in right there, just kind of right out front of your house.
Hmm.
Yep.
Is that going to give us a lot of bees?
Well, each hive is going to have about 700 of them. So they're going to be kind of, you know, just swarming about. You'll want to probably keep your distance.
How long is this going to be there?
Indefinitely. The bees are really taking it on the chin, you know, so we're just trying to kind of help them out.
Homeowners Association.
Oh, is that Betty?
Yes.
Tell her to zip it back there.
Yes. What do they look like? Is this in a box or what?
Oh, yeah. It looks like a miniature hut kind of thing. You know, it's got like a straw roof and so I don't know if you ever played Skyrim, but it basically looks like that.
Do we have to worry about being bitten by the bees because we have a beehive there?
Oh, no, they're European. So, you know, they don't sting. They're not aggressive like the American bees.
Oh, well, don't the owners have to approve something like that to happen?
Oh, no, it was all through the HOA. Yeah, Dan approved it, so we didn't have to factor you in or anything. But it's for the good of the...
You didn't have to factor us in, but you put this on our property.
Well, it's technically HOA property. You know, there's no reason to get bogged down in the legalese and everything. But it's all a good thing though, because it's going to help out with the food chain. We're just trying to do our part, you know. And then also for the beekeeper, so he doesn't have to use your bathroom. We're going to be setting up a porta potty right next to the hives
on our property.
Well, just in the grass.
Oh, no way! I don't want a porta potty on my property.
Well, it's. For the beekeeper, I mean, otherwise he's going to have to use your bathroom. Sounds like it'd be inconvenient.
I don't want it on my property.
Okay, well, I mean, we don't
know what right you have.
we don't have to put the porta potty, but then, you know, we'll have to give a copy of your key to the beekeeper. That way he can. He can use your bathroom.
No way.
Well, sir, it's one or the other.
Absolutely not. Look, I don't want this on my property.
Well, it's HOA property, though. That's the thing. So you don't really have much of a.
I own that property. HOA property. You're not putting a porta potty or a beehive on my property.
Yeah, you're right. We're putting it on HOA property.
You're putting it on my property. It's right in front of my house. Do you want a porta potty and porta potty in front of your house?
I don't want a porta potty in front of my house. No. But I'd rather have that than somebody coming in and using my bathroom all the time.
You don't have any right to come in and use my bathroom.
Well, Dan gave him approval to either, you know, just use the port.
Well, Dan, has Dan been drinking? I mean,
has he been drinking?
To tell me that
that's not funny.
Giving me a phone call.
Come on, that's not funny. You know Dan has a problem. He's been sober for.
I don't know Dan's got a problem.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, he's not now, but he's, you know, in the past.
I have no idea. Have Dan call me, please. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, Karen?
Yes?
Hi, Karen. It's Pretzels here in the Commerce Department.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, I just need to let you know there's a utility truck on the way to your house. It's going to be there in about a half hour, and it's just going to be dropping off those barrels of oil out front.
Barrels of oil?
Yeah, for the temporary gas pump that's going in right there on the easement.
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Did you order a temporary gas pump on the easement? We don't know anything about that.
Oh, was that Steve that you were talking to?
Yeah.
Just go ahead and put the man on. I can explain it to him.
Here he is from the city.
Hello.
Hello, Steve.
Yes.
Did Karen explain what's going on? This is Pretzels. I'm over here in the Commerce Department.
I can't hear you.
Well, tell those people to shut up.
Can you?
Tell those people to shut up back there, and then you'll be able to hear me better.
I'm Mississippi, sitting in a pool.
Oh, okay. Well, just step away or something. They're annoying me.
I didn't order anything.
Oh, no, it's nothing that you ordered. It's for the temporary gas pump that's going in right there on the easement in front of your house. Yeah, I'm just supposed to let you know. The temporary gas pump that the city is putting in, you know, just to help out with the gas prices lately. You've been sitting by a pool a little too long. You haven't heard the news around here, but the gas prices are just a little out of control, so the city is, you know, doing its part to help mitigate that.
I don't want anything on my property.
Oh, it's not your property. It's on the easement. That belongs to the city. I notice those people are still blabbering away back there.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, it's very difficult to have a conversation with them to see yammering uselessly.
I don't quite understand this.
Oh, man, you're kind of slow. Which part don't you understand? I can maybe explain it differently.
So, I don't understand what these barrels of oil are going to be for.
Oh, well, there's going to be a micro refinery beneath, below ground. And, you know, it'll be turned into gasoline for your car. And that's what the temporary gas pump is for and everything.
I don't understand what you're...
Was that Karen in the background that said it's a scam?
Yes.
Well, it's not a scam, because I'm not asking you for money or information or anything. I'm just letting you know about the oils that are being dropped off.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I know.
Tell me what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the temporary gas pumps that are being installed in front of your house. And tell Karen to shut up back there.
Tell me your name.
Pretzels.
What is your first and last name?
Pretzels Getzen.
I don't understand the whole jux of this conversation. I don't understand why they're putting temporary gas pumps in front of my house.
It's just part of the gas subsidy program here in the city. I know you're just lame. Hey, tell Karen to shut the fuck up back there.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
Well, no, she's just butting in, just being all rude, saying it's a scam and everything when it's clearly not.
It is a scam.
Hello?
Hello, Tamara?
Yes.
Hey, Tamara, it's Ronk with the HOA.
Hi.
Yeah, hey, Ron just wanted me to give you a call and just remind you to be sure to keep up on, just tidying up, cleaning between your couch cushions and everything.
Between a what?
Between your couch cushions. They were out there the other day doing the survey and everything, and I guess they picked up on some debris and crumbs and things, you know, just underneath your couch cushions.
Underneath our couch cushions? In the back?
Yeah, well, no, just the couch in your living room or whatever. They said that, they picked up on it on the sensors, and it's no big deal, like you're not in trouble, but Ron just wanted me to just remind you to clean that up, as soon as possible. It's technically a violation of the rules and everything.
Our house?
Yeah, of course. And like I said, it's no big
deal. I guess I'm just in amazement here because...
What do you mean?
We have just swept under the couches. I'm not sure...
Well, no, he said it was underneath your couch cushions, not the couch, not underneath the couch itself, but just in between the cushions. And, it's just technically a violation of the rules. It's not the biggest one here, but still, we just, we got to enforce them. Otherwise, why have them,
And you're talking inside our house?
Well, no, they just have sensors that pick up on it. They don't actually come inside. Yeah, they just have that.
Well, I would like someone to come inside because they can come this afternoon and look under my couch cushions in my house.
Well, no, that's not. That's not necessary. It's just a simple matter. Just get the vacuum attachment or whatever, and just vacuum down there every once in a while. That's all. No big deal.
And you're talking in my living room.
Yeah, the couch in your living room.
Okay, no.
Was that?
I am.
Is that Dennis?
Yes, this is Dennis. But
tell him to shut up back there.
Tell him to what?
Tell him to just quiet down. It's kind of rude with him interrupting. Hard to hear you.
Okay, excuse me.
Oh, no, you're excused.
I want to write your name down. I'm going into my kitchen right now.
Oh, okay.
I want to write your name down.
Okay, you don't have to narrate every move. It's no big deal. You're kind of getting upset over nothing.
No, it's a big deal for me because my house is clean. I have my house cleaned every 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, I guess you're just not very thorough. That's all.
What's your name again?
It's just an extra step. That's all you have to do is...
What's your name again?
My name is Ronk.
Is what?
Ronk.
Bunk?
Ronk. R-H-O-N-K.
R-H-O-N-K. Okay, sorry. Correct. That's just a little unusual. What's your number, Ronk?
Oh, that's kind of racist.
I don't think you're with our HOA, so I'm hanging
out.
Well,
no, you're the one that criticized my name.
Me.
I'm not in you.
Hello again.
Hi, can you just put Dennis on if you're going to have an emotional outburst? It was just a simple request.
I am saying our house is clean.
I know, for the most part it is, but the sensors picked up on some crumbs.
Yes, I will put Dennis on, and he will be less emotional than me.
Yeah, put the man on, honey.
What the hell's going on?
Oh, hey, Dennis, it's Ronk. I was just making a simple, just request, just like a courtesy call, and Tamara just got all bent out of shape, got her panties all twisted in a knot.
So am I.
That is not necessary.
Oh, see, that's exactly what I mean. She's just getting all emotional. Just tell her to just go back in the kitchen or something.
You know what? Shut up. Bye.
Hello?
Hello, Donald.
Can I help you?
Yeah, well, this is Sleeve. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Yes?
Yeah, hey, I just need to let you know there's going to be a truck coming by on Monday. They're just going to be setting up this new air raid siren in the neighborhood.
Air raid sirens?
Yeah, well, there's just one of them going in, but I don't know. It's some new thing that the city's doing. But yeah, I'm just supposed to let you know because they're going to be setting it up on your roof.
What do you mean on my roof?
I mean on the top of your house.
They're not.
Yeah, there's someone from the city. I guess it's going to be a city worker.
No, I'm sorry, but I would not approve any such thing.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's not something that, it's not the HOA doing it. It's the city, but yeah, it's something
I don't care who claims they're doing it. They're not doing it without my approval.
I know, they're not really offering the option, though, that's the thing. I'm just supposed
to... What do you mean they're not offering up? They have no right.
Yeah, well, I guess they do. They already...
No, they don't!
Well,
they do not have any right. And if they come, they're not going to put anything on my roof without my approval.
Oh, yeah, they don't need your approval, though. That's the thing. Like, they already
they absolutely do. It's my property and my house.
Well, no, they sent us the document and
I don't care what they sent you. I don't have anything.
Okay.
And nobody is going to do that without my approval.
Well, Donald, you need to just quit spazzing out. I'm trying to relay some information here, but you're just
well, but you have no right. I mean, I don't care who it is.
Well, it's
or
not
what
me.
It is.
It's not me. Like I'm just the middleman here.
It doesn't matter.
You're barking up the wrong tree. Like, I'm just kind of relaying information here, and you're just pooping your pants over nothing.
Well, it's not going to happen. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Well, no, it is happening, though. That's the thing. Because, see, Ron...
No, it is not going to happen.
Well, no, let me tell you why it's happening. See, Ron...
If they come here and do that without my permission, I will be out there with my shotgun.
Oh, you can't shoot people. That's just going to be bad for you, not them.
Well, it may be bad for them, I'll tell you. If they come on my property without my permission
and
try and put something on my roof without my permission, they're going to find out.
Well, no, see, because the city workers, they're going
to
be...
The city has nothing to do with it. We're not in the city.
I know, but we're in their jurisdiction, though, for this, and that's the thing.
No, we are not.
I'm sorry. Well, no, here's the thing, though, Donald. Your shotgun, it's not even going to be effective because they have anti-shotgun reflective armor. So it's just going to end up just bouncing off and hitting you, so you don't want to do that.
I'm very sorry, but nobody is coming and putting something on my roof without my approval.
They don't need your approval. We've already been over this.
They absolutely do. It's my property.
Well, no, see, here's...
And I'm sorry,
well, here's,
but if they try it, I will call a sheriff and have them arrested for trespassing.
No, the sheriff doesn't have any say over what the city does. You're being...
Oh, the sheriff certainly does.
No,
I'm very sorry, but I have no idea, and you have no idea what you're talking about.
I accept your apology, but Ron looked over the legal document and everything, and he signed off on it, so it's already a done deal.
I'm sorry, that's not acceptable to me.
Yeah.
I don't care who looked over the legal document.
Well, yeah, but
it's
you're
not going to happen to my house without my approval.
But you're a non-factor in this equation. Though. Like,
I am the factor. It's my property and my house.
You're basically a nobody. Like,
oh, I'm sorry. I am. I'm a somebody.
Why do you keep saying you're sorry? Like, you don't have to apologize.
Well, I don't care. You know, I mean, and what right do you have calling me and telling me this to start with?
But I need rights to call you? I don't understand. That doesn't make
sense. And what is your name?
Sleeve. I already told you that at the beginning of the call.
You can think whatever you do, but I'm telling you right now that without my approval, nobody is putting anything on my roof.
And also, it's like a safety thing. Like, why would you turn that down? Like, it's
because I know nothing about it, and I've gotten, and they have not sought my permission, and they're not doing anything without my permission.
Well, let me explain what it is then before you reject it. Like it's something that you'll benefit from. See, the whole neighborhood, you know, we'll get advanced warning if there's an air raid. So really, that's not something that, you know, that you'd want to turn down. Like, don't you want...
Well, I will turn it down until I have information about it and with my approval.
No, see,
I don't care who it is or what they say. It's not going to happen.
No, see, if it was up to you...
And I will talk with a lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
And I will call the sheriff if they try and come on my property.
Well, no, they're city workers. The sheriff isn't going to be able to turn away city
workers. I don't care whether
official,
they're city workers.
It's official.
As a matter of fact, the city has no jurisdiction here whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
They do not. We are not in the city. We are in the county, not in the city.
I know, but the city, it's a city. Is that Barbara in the background?
Yes, it is.
Tell her to zip it back there. The men are speaking.
What?
Just tell her to pipe down. Just tell her to go, you know, make a sandwich or something while the men talk.
And who do you think you are?
I think I'm Sleeve McDykel. And anyway, here's...
And who do you work for?
And here's the thing, like, if it was up to you, then, like...
Who do you work for?
You'd be exposing the whole neighborhood to a surprise...
Who do you work for?
To a surprise carpet bombing, and, you know, that's just something that we can't...
Oh, yeah, and that's going to happen, of course. That's going to happen next week.
Well, no, it could, though, like, you know, it's like...
No, it could not.
We're in a heightened state of readiness. Don't you watch the news?
Oh, that's absurd.
Russia could invade at any minute. You don't know.
Oh, yes, of course they could. What kind of fool are you?
According to Rachel Maddow, Vladimir Putin is like the most dangerous man in the world. Like, he's at our back door.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you look at Rachel Maddow, because she's such a complete jerk. Anyone would have to be pretty stupid to listen to her.
Oh, no, she's the most trusted name in news.
Trusted name? You got to be kidding. The trusted name in news, she's just a complete joke.
No, she's got the number one news show. She's not number one in ratings.
No, she doesn't.
For no reason.
That's a lie. If you believe that, you're a bigger fool than I thought you were.
No, I just like her conversational style.
Conversational style?
Yeah,
bunch of junk that she comes out with?
Yeah, like the way...
Lies and falsehoods and everything else?
No, well, I know, but like the way she delivers her bullshit, it's very conversational. It's personable, you know? So it's just something that... it makes it easy going down.
That's very funny.
Wait, isn't she on hiatus or something? Anyways, let's get back on track here, though. Here's the thing. It's a protective measure. It's preventative. It'll keep us all safe.
Preventing what?
Possible air raids.
Like, no.
Like we'll have...
I'm sorry. If I want anything to protect air raids, I will decide on that. Not somebody
else.
No,
it's not up to you. It's the whole community. See,
it sure is up to me.
You're just being selfish. You're just thinking of only yourself.
Oh, yeah. And what are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of the whole community.
What has it got to do with the community? That's the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
Well, because if there's...
Completely absurd.
Because if there's an air raid, then we'll have a siren that goes off and alerts us.
Oh, of course. And we're going to have an air raid. The Russians are flying over here right now. I can just see it.
All I'm saying is it could happen, though. So we got to be prepared.
Yeah, it can happen in a couple million years.
I don't think any of us are going to be around in a couple million years the way things
now,
are going.
And would you please, once again, tell me who you work for?
I work for the HOA. Also, I need to let you know that the system is automated.
What is your position at the HOA?
I'm the king of the HOA.
You're the king?
Yeah, of the HOA. And also, I need to let you know the air raid siren, it's automated, and to test it out, it's going to be randomly going off for the first couple of weeks, just to test the range of the sound. Hey, tell Barbara to just butt out of it back there. There she goes again, running her mouth.
I would say you had just better shut up and get out of there. That's
out of
all
where?
I can say.
Get out of where?
Wherever you're at.
Is there an
I'm going to call the HOA and find out
is there an incoming air raid? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, there must be. That's what you think.
In fact, I think I hear the helicopters.
Oh, good for you. I'm glad you do.
See that? They're already overhead. Hit the deck. Hit the deck, Donald. Get down to the bunker.
You're so funny.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you think this is funny. I'm glad you think that imminent destruction is funny.
Raising your blood pressure.
Yeah, you're raising your blood pressure. Just breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Take a deep cleansing breath. It's going to be okay. Hello, Donald?
And how do you spell your name?
S-L-E-V-E.
S-L-E-V-E?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, and here comes the IRA copter.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, here comes IRA.
Captain Wilco Rogers. Welcome.
Captain Wilco Rogers.
To the helicopter. Please make sure your seatbelts are in the upright.
You have your seatbelt fastened?
Here we go. Keeping going on the helicopter.
Look, I don't really know where else to go with this prank call. You're going to have to help me out here.
Well, since I know it's a prank call and you're completely absurd, why, go ahead, babble on.
Okay, do you want to know the real reason I'm calling? Hey, can you tell Barbara to just please pipe down?
Why don't you just shut up then?
Well, no.
She's welcome to say whatever she wants.
Well, no, if I shut
You've
up...
You've got no say in it, so...
Well, if I shut up, then we're just going to be sitting here in silence. That'd be kind of weird.
Yeah, that would be, wouldn't it?
Well, okay.
Might be good if you could shut up.
Okay, listen, let me just tell you the real reason I'm calling. I was just joking about the air raid siren. The real reason I'm calling is...
I'm going to be a robot.
Did she call me a robot?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, well,
I'm waiting to hear what great information you're going to give me.
Well, no, I was just going to ask if you could please quit posting deepfakes of Cody's house on Reddit.
What in the world are you talking about?
You and Barbara, you've been posting deep fakes of Cody's house on Reddit. And
I have no idea what you're even talking about.
And he's getting kind of upset. You know how Cody is. He's very sensitive about his house and everything. And
Cody, huh?
Yeah, Cody.
And who's Cody?
Oh, you know who Cody is. Cody just a little ways down the road from you. Everybody knows Cody.
Oh, well, I don't. I never even heard of him before. Oh,
okay, well, then why are you posting deep fakes of his house on Reddit?
I don't post anything about anyone's house.
Okay, listen, I'm going to come clean. That was all a bunch of bullcorn. The real reason I'm calling is I need to ask if you could please put your toilet paper roll on right side up. Because right now you have it upside down, and that's a big violation of the rules around here.
Oh, and who makes the rules? You, the king?
Yeah, it's my royal decree.
Oh, good for you.
You've got your toilet paper roll on backwards. You need to flip it upside right side up. Thanks again, Denmark is a Real Country, for keeping the neighborhood safe from the boogeyman. Thanks, Paulster Cactus, for the beehive idea. I need to try that one again. I was hoping I'd get someone deathly afraid of bees, like me. But of the half dozen or so people I tried that idea on, that guy was the only one who halfway cared. People are too nice. And thanks, Ronk, for the stupid backwards toilet paper idea. Thanks, everyone, for supporting the show. You're all the best, and I appreciate it. The name I was using in this bonersode, Pretzels Getzen, that was given to me by Proxy. For those of you who don't know, Proxy is Cody No Name's caretaker. Cody has special needs, and Proxy does an adequate job of tending to them. Thanks, Proxy. Next week, I'll be working on a full episode. Hopefully, I can get it out before the end of this month. I'm changing the monthly drawing prize from the mug to a copy of the Vista Blue APCS CD. I'm just waiting on Mike to send me the copies I ordered, unless he scammed me. Probably did. Anyway, bye. Where do failed imposters go? Burn the book that says you took the high. Autumn, the fog grows low. Over rooftops far below the high. Springtime, the vespers chime. Blossoms fill the trees that we'll be right back.
stop scamming our neighborhood.